B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Chrissy.
Hey.
Hey. How can we help you?
All right. Well, I've been seeing this guy. His name's Eddie. We've been having a pretty good time. Not a real long time. Maybe a couple weeks, 3 weeks maybe. And I don't know. It's just weird. Like, he hasn't called me. I don't know what happened. He's just kind of stopped calling me.
Okay, well, go back to the last time you guys hung out and tell us about that.
We were at my house, and unfortunately, my mother dropped by, and I'm thinking, like, I wouldn't want to normally introduce him to my mother, but she happened to drop by unexpectedly, and so, you know, I introduced him to her, and I'm thinking maybe that was it.
She didn't do anything to, like, embarrass you, did she?
Well, no, but I mean, you know, it's like, I don't really want to bring her into it. It's you know, not like that.
Just her mom being there is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe that keeps him out or something, and maybe he's just, you know, backing off. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, well, we'll find out. You know what? We'll call him. If he answers, we'll ask him.
Okay, cool.
Now back to the second date update on the
10th. With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Chrissy. She's looking for this dude, Eddie. They hung out for a couple weeks. And the last time, she thinks that possibly he might have felt a little weird because, like, her mother showed up to her place while she was hanging out with Eddie. Wait, When you were hanging out with them at your place, were you naked when your mom walked in?
Oh, jeez.
Well, let's put it this way. I had to quickly, you know, put some stuff together.
Alrighty.
Okay.
So they were, so it was like teenagers, basically.
when mom came
down to the basement.
Put your clothes back on.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Stay quiet and we'll call him right now.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Eddie?
Yeah, this is Eddie.
Oh, perfect. Eddie, my name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. We got your phone number from a girl who would love to take you out on a date that we're willing to pay for if you say yes.
What?
There's a girl who you know. I'm going to tell you her name. But first, let me tell you why we're calling. So she called us because she likes you and she thinks that you like her. She thinks you have the same feelings for each other. So she'd love to take you out on a really nice date so you guys can get to know each other better. And we're willing to pay for the date. So basically, you tell us wherever you'd like to go for a nice dinner or whatever and whenever you're free. And we'll reserve it and pay for everything. And I'll tell you her name, too. It's not like a trick.
Are you guys for real? Like, is this a real... what's going on here? Are you guys serious?
Oh, it's real.
It's very real. If you say yes, it's on. We'll pay for it. If you say no, then it won't happen. It's that easy. Want me to tell you the girl's name?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you her name, but first I want to tell you that she apologizes for that time her mother came over her house and interrupted your date. It's Chrissy.
Oh, man. I'm gonna pass on Chrissy. What did she call you guys? Did she put you up to this?
She did. Yeah, she called us and she said last time you guys hung out that her mom showed up and you guys felt like two teenagers who had to throw your clothes back on or whatever. So she wants to apologize for that, and she can guarantee that that won't happen again, especially if you go out on another date with her at a restaurant.
Look, man, I don't know how to tell you this. Like, her mom stopping by, whatever. I didn't care about that at all. But I absolutely do not want to see Chrissy again.
Okay, so if it's not the mother, then it's...
she asked me, like, pretty early on, she was like, hey, do you mind? She asked me if I minded her filming us while we were, you know, hooking up and stuff. And it's kind of an odd request, you know, but I was like, all right, whatever. If she's into it, fine. Just don't show my face, you know, anything like that. So the last time she was doing this, I swear to God, I heard moaning coming from her computer. I think she was sharing the video or whatever. I think somebody else was watching us. That's what I'm saying.
Wait.
Like the government?
No, like I think she has somebody else on the other end of the film.
Stop it. We need to find this out.
Okay, well, we can't find this out because
oh my God.
Chrissy is on the phone, Eddie. She heard what you just said.
Jesus.
Chrissy.
You didn't.
Well, look, it's really not, I mean, it's not really going out to the whole, you know, universe. It's just a very small audience.
Small audience?
Well, it's really, it's just people, you know, that I know that they subscribe to it. It's like,
oh, my God.
Money.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, it's not...
Did people subscribe to watching us having sex? What the...
You would really like these people. They're friends of mine, you know? I could introduce you to them.
Oh, my God.
My friend Steve that I've known for years. He's
Steve?
Really,
are you kidding me?
You actually know them?
This is so insane.
I mean, where else am I going to find people?
I don't want to meet Steve. Let me put it very clearly. I do not want to meet Steve, and I don't want to see you again either.
Wait. Don't react right away, Eddie, like that. Just think about this. This will be a nice dinner date. You don't have to worry about Steve, Bob, or whoever, or Chris and Michael and all those dudes watching you.
No. I mean, we can bring them along too. Maybe they want to go out to dinner too. I mean, since they're paying for dinner, we'll all go out and have like a big, maybe like a Benihana's table. That I'm not in.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you know, you guys there at the radio station, would you be able to maybe share my link with some people?
Yeah, no.
What is wrong with you?
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
I got two people that agree on their hatred of our current president. Still not agree to go on another date. We're going to find out tomorrow morning at 7:10 right here.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.